The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's daf brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim in Masechet Beitza, daf Yud Chet, and we're holding on daf Yud Zayin Amud Beit at the Halakha Mishnah on the bottom of the daf. Chal liyot achar haShabbat. Until now, we've been talking about Yom Tov shechal liyot lifnei haShabbat, and we spoke about the ability to make an Erev Tavshilin and how to do the Erev Tavshilin and all the other possible issues that would be involved. How about if Yom Tov comes out after Shabbat? So then there's a mitzvah, as you know, to have all of your things tahorin, including your own body, lichvod haregel. Well, then you have to go to the mikveh before Shabbat, both for yourself and for your kelim. So Beit Shammai omrim, matbilim et hakol milifnei haShabbat, including your own body. Beit Hillel omrim, well, it's true, you'd have to be matbil hakelim milifnei haShabbat, but the person himself can be tovel on Shabbat. Obviously, he can be tovel on Yom Tov, but then he would not be mekayim, according to some dechiyev, of letaheret atzmo lifnei haregel, because then he would be waiting already until after the beginning of the regel. Vishavin. Now, both Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai agree, Shem bashikim et hamayim b'klei even letaharan, aval lo madbilin. Now, this requires a little bit of background. The din of hashaka has nothing to do with tefillah, even though it appears to be the same. What hashaka is the equivalent of taking zera, that's tamei, so say you have some wheat. The wheat became tamei. Now you want to plant the wheat. If you plant the wheat, it becomes tahor. Once it's attached to the ground, it's tahor. The mayim is the same thing. Once the mayim, this is only mayim, it doesn't work for food. Once mayim is connected to the water of the earth by touching the water in a mikveh, the mayim is tahor because it's nizra, not because it's nidbal. There's no din of tefillah on mashkim and on ochling. Now the question is a little bit interesting situation over here, because if you have a kli that is tamei and you're not allowed to be matvil the kli, but suppose you have water that's tamei in the kli, you put the kli into the mikvah until the time that the water in the kli contacts for a moment the water in the mikvah, then for all intents and purposes you were matvil the kli. Therefore comes along the Mishnah to say, if you have clay even, and clay even by definition can never be mit tamim, so therefore you're allowed to be mashik the mayim in the clay even, because it's obvious that you're not being metahir the clay, because the clay can't be tamim. And that way you can do the hashak on the mayim to make the mayim tahorim for using on Yom Tov. Now, it's not clear whether it's referring to Yom Tov, is referring to Shabbat. All of that is going to become clear in the Gemara. But we'll see what right now we're going to keep our mind open and think that really doesn't matter much. And what's more, matbili migav lagav umichabura lachabura, which doesn't seem to mean anything much. You're allowed to be tovel something for one thing, for another purpose, but you can't, and you can be tovel from one chabura to another chabura, all of which the Gemara is going to explain what that, though it's very opaque, what that actually means. Anyway, it seems quite clear in our Mishnah, the Kuli Amma Miyad, both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agree that for some reason you cannot be tovel on Shabbat itself. You would have to be tovel the Kuli before Shabbat. My time, why is that true? Omar Rabbah, Rab, of course, has his favorite approach, which he's always used about the Tkiat Shofar and the Kriyat Megillah. The same thing is true about a Kli. If we allow you to be matvil a Kli, you might carry the Kli to the mikvah, right? So, Gzera Hashem Yitlenu B'yado, V'yavilen Arbamot, B'rishut HaRabim. And we have the same question that we had on Rabba's typical Gezerah. How come he says Yavilen Arbamot B'rishut HaRabim? Why does he say Yotzienu B'rishut HaYachid L'rishut HaRabim? And so on. And we had different suggestions. Here as well, Tosis makes the suggestion that he always makes, that going out of a chotzer into a Rishut HaRabim is very obvious. You see the door, and that stops you. But if you're already in a Rishut HaRabim, then the question is, you don't realize that there's a difference between more than Arbamot, less than Arbamot. So because of that, we make the Gzera. Omelei Abaye, that's all very nice, but what if Yeshlo Bor B'chatzero? A guy has a bor to be matvil the kli in his chotzer. What are you going to say there? Michael Amema, is something wrong with putting something in your chotzer into a mikveh? Says Rabbi, yes indeed, Gizera Bor B'chatzero, Otu Bor B'rushut Rabbi. We're worried that if we allow you to do tefillat kelim in your chotzer, people will come to carry their kelim to the public bor in Rushut Rabbi. Okay, fine, that's all very nice for Shabbat, but on Yom Tov, there's no issur of carrying anyway. So, what is the problem on Yom Tov? Yom Tov, my ikal meimar, gazru Yom Tov atu Shabbat. Well, it's such a problem, we need to make a gezera on Yom Tov. Whew, you gotta be kidding. I mean, the whole thing is a chashash in the first place, and you're telling me, mi gazrina? You're telling me that Rabba holds we would make a gezera for Yontif because of Shabbat. I mean, I can bring you other cases which seem to be just as reasonable to make Gzera. We do not make Gzera because it's obviously extending the problem too far. I mean, the whole thing is that tefillah on that tefillah scaling. I mean, for heaven's sakes, what about this case? It says, in a case where Hatna Veshavin, in a case where you want to be mashik, in our mission, all you want to do is be matari of nice clean water, except that it's tameh. So you can't drink the water from the mikveh, which is filthy, but you want to be matari of this water. So you put your clean water in the kli even, and you just let it touch on the edge for a second, the filthy water in the mikveh. And then all of the water becomes tahar, right? So it says in our Mishnah, you can be mashikinat amayim b'kliyev in the taharan, but you cannot be matvil. Now look, I mean, somebody's going to come along and think to himself, well, you know, if they're doing this with the kliyev, and I mean, you know, why don't I just use my tameh pressure cooker, you know, so that I can blow up the Boston Marathon? No, I mean, so that I can use it for cooking on Yom Tov. So why don't we make gzera? We shouldn't allow you to do hashaka, because people do hashaka. They say, okay, so, you know, apparently it's okay to put kelim with water in the mikveh, so we be tev of the kelim also. I mean, it's a gzera, yantav at the Shabbat. Oh, come on, says Rabbi Tizbra. If the guy had water to drink, so what does he need to go now? To be metayer, so he needs to be melemeved luhashaka ela the letle. So what's happening is that he simply doesn't have. I mean, he doesn't have any. If that's the case, even the letle misas a yirabu. If a guy is in a position where he doesn't have anything but this water, how often do we come up with a problem where there's water that somebody's going to have to be metayer on Yom Tov? Wants to put water into the mikveh if he's got other water, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. So obviously, this is his only water. Now he's in trouble. So he's willing to have the water touch the filthy mikveh for a moment, so at least he should have more or less water for drinkable, right? Okay, so then you think this guy, if this is all the water that he has, you think he's not going to be very careful not to have a tummy? It happened that it got tummy. How often does that happen? That's called a milta lo shchicha. And milta lo shchicha, lo gozba rabbonin, that's the general rule. Things that aren't likely to happen, the rabbonin is not making zeros to cover every single possible thing that might go wrong. Okay, let me ask you from somewhere else, where it seems clear that we do not make this gezera. Madlin bedli tummy. You're allowed to take a bucket that is meant for drawing water out of a well. Now that bucket happens to be tummy. But if you use that bucket, you dip it into the well to draw water, obviously it's going to become tahor because the well is a mikveh. So the dli will become tahor. Well, you can use that bucket to draw water, and then it will become tahor. Now, I mean, if you're so serious about this gezeira, we have to be very careful, people may come, that making gezeiras about the tefillat kelim to aser yontif, because we allow you to a yontif, come to Torah Shabbat, man. I don't see that it's so terrible, but you think it's a very important thing. So then why aren't we gozer that maybe somebody will come to be tevil kelim if he sees that he's allowed to use his dli to draw water? And he sees he's being metayer his dli? So nigzor dimati lidbula be'ine, maybe he'll go straight out to do tevila. And here too, says the Gemara, Shani Hatam, it's obvious that that's not going to happen. The guy knows that he wasn't here. Am I allowed to be Tevel my Dli? No. So the only way that this can work is he's using his Dli for water. So he knows, but what would make it more clear to him? I mean, there's nothing more you can do to make it more clear that Kivichol Utralo Elo Ayede Dlayo, he's only able to use this bucket for drawing water, not for anything else. And he understands that. Memela, it emerges that the bucket is tar, but he certainly would not be allowed to be tevil. It's a zachuru. That's not a kasha, therefore. Ask the Gemara, okay, what about this case? Eitve. Klish nitmami erev yom tov, ein matbilino tov bi yom tov. If the kli was tame before, and you could have been tovel it before, now here we're talking about a kli that is mamish tame, not that it became tame on yom tov. And the difference, what we're talking about over here, back in the Mishnah where it says that you can be mashik the mayim only in the kli evan, raises the issue that if you wouldn't have been using a kli evan, and you would have been using another kli, and you would have had mayim tameim in the kli. Now it's certainly true midiraita, a kli can be makabel tuma only from an avatuma. However, midirabbanan, a kli becomes tame from mayim that are tameim, and the mayim, obviously this is only nogea truma, it's not nogea chulin, because chulin are sheni, the kli would only be a sheni, because the mayim is always by definition a rishon, all mashkim are rishon, and therefore it would be nogea specifically cases of truma. Our Mishnah is saying that you are not allowed to use anything but kli evan, right? Okay, so now when it comes to a kli that's really tummy from an avatuma, you cannot be matvel at yom tov because you should have done it before. But if it became tummy on yom tov, then matvelina to yom tov, you're allowed to use it. Even though, what about harif shemesh? There wasn't time for the sun to set, so how can you use it? You use it for chulin, obviously. You can't use it for truma because it is still a tful yom. Now, if you are right, Rabbi, that we're very worried that people will come to do an iser, imita, nigzer de yom tov, or to the erev yom tov. Why are we not gozer a kli that was tome on yom tov not to be tevel? Because people may come to be tevel a kli that could have been tevel on erev yom tov. Well, it's the same thing, says Rabbi. I mean, tum'ah be yom tov is milta de lo shchicho. I mean, everybody's metayer everything for the chag. And because of that, how often are you going to find a kli becomes tummy? Dafkan yomtev. Milter oshikot logas rubarabbanan. Eitveh. Another example of where we will not make a gezerah. Kli shenitma ba'avatuma ein matbilin oto b'yomtev. But kli shenitma b'vladatuma matbilin oto b'yomtev. So here it says that if it's a drabbanan tuma, so then, you're able to be tevelot on yontif. If you're right, Rabbi, that we're always worried about making a gzera for tefillat kelim, nigzar ha otu ha, why do we not make a gzera not to be tevel at all? Answer is, Rabbi, again, what's the case? The case has got to be that a kohen wants to use it, because for a non-kohen, the whole thing is a joke. A sheni for chulin might as well not be tame at all, because chulin is not the kabbal tuma from a shlish. So heichem eshkachat la'agave kohanim. Where are you going to find a case like this? Only a case for kohanim, right? But there, You don't have to worry, because Kohanim is Rizim Him. Since Kohanim are very careful, they're careful about Tuma. Either A, it won't happen, so it comes out to be another example of something that is not going to be Shlach Rabbanon on Gozer, or B, since there is reason, they're not stupid enough to be matir going ahead and being tevil something that would have been usher to be tevil. Tashma, another example. The Amr of Chiyo Barashi Amara, Nidashe in la Bigadim. So this woman has to go to the mikvah. Problem is, she doesn't have any Bigadim Tahorim to put on after she goes to the mikvah. And it's Yontem, so she cannot be matbil her Bigadim. So what does she do? Ma'aremet, what she can do is go to the mikvah herself and not take off her clothes. That way her clothes will become Tahorim at the time that she is Tovelat Atatzma. So why are we not gozer? If you're so worried, Rav, that we're going to make a gezerah for Tfilat Kelim to ask Yom Tovot to Shabbat, means certainly we should ask a case where somebody is being matfil his kelim, his begotten that he's wearing, and we should be afraid that he'll be matfil them alone. Well, there too. I mean, come on. When was the last time you went to the mikveh in your clothes? Well, it's a ridiculous situation. So, I mean, because of the fact that we forced her, and she knows, oh, man, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to put my mikveh, my dress, wear my dress to the mikveh, and be careful not to have a chatzitza, be moose, and this and that. So she understands, wow, I guess they're really desperate not to allow me to actually be tevil on my dress. So because of that, she'll understand zechurahi. She will understand never to make the mistake of being tovel at her dress without her going into the mikveh with the... Rabbi Yosef says, look, I don't like this approach of Rabbah, that it's all a gezerah. Maybe you'll carry the clean in the Rishut HaRabbi. I think it's very simple. If you allow a person... You know, Jan, you just got me thinking, actually, because what were you talking about? You were talking about a woman wearing a dress into the mikveh. Now I'm thinking, dress. Ah, the reason that you're not allowed to put a dress in the mikveh would be obvious. Because if you put them into the mikveh, you may come to squeeze out the water, and then you will be over on Libun or Disha, as the case may be, as the Rishonim talk about. That's the reason you can't put things in the mikveh on Shabbos. I'm like, wait. And what about if it's your pressure cooker? I never heard of anybody squeezing out a pressure cooker. So, tenach kelim de b'nei svitan, you know, I understand. Clothing. That makes a heck of a lot of sense. I mean, you don't put your clothing into water on a day that you're not allowed to wash them. But what about a pressure cooker? The lav b'nei svitan, you know. How about all other types of kelim, not wearable kelim, which cannot be squeezed? So what about there? Michael Amema. Well, says Rabbi Yosef, I also agree with Rab as far as making a gezerah. So it's a gezerah. Hanu atohanu. Aha, says Rabbi, now I've got you. Because I've got all of these questions that I asked the Rab. So he asked him every single one of those questions. You know, each of the brayta, the mishnayos that we just quoted. And he answered the same way that Rabbi answered. So he didn't really gain very much with his new answer, you know. So Abaya was eight ve'kol ani to you. All the questions that he asked a moment ago that we just went through. And he was shalei le'kidushanin. And he answered him the same way that we answered it for Rab. Rabibi, he says, I got another solution. My solution is Shema Yishe. If you allow people to be tevil their kelim on Yom Tov, it is the best time to do tevilat kelim. Everybody, oh God, I got no time before Yom Tov to put in. This is a 5,000 set porcelain, you know. Well, the question whether that needs tevilah. But I don't feel like putting in my 5,000 serving set into the mikveh. It's going to take me 3 days. You know what? I'll wait till Yom Tov when I got a little time. So we're worried that he's going to leave his kelim tameim until Yom Tov to be taiva. Now, if he does that, then he's likely to be bali de takala before, and you leave around kelim tameim, something's going to become in touch with him. It's going to be matame truma, and because of that, we're afraid, and we say, no, you got something tameim, You're not going to be able to wait till Yontif. You go to the mikveh today. Take care of it. Okay? And, in fact, that would explain exactly what we learned, Tanikavati Rav Bibi, about why there's a difference between a kli that was tameh on Erev Yontif, and I could have brought it to the mikveh, and a kli that I couldn't have brought to the mikveh anyway. Ha-ha! So that would be actually a proof to Rav Bibi. Tanya kavati to Rav Bibi, kli shenitmami erev yom tov, ein matbilinoto yom tov. Why? Zera shema yishet. And that's exactly what Rav Bibi said. Rava says, I have another explanation. A very simple explanation has nothing to do with these issues. It's very simply, it's nirikimitakin kli. You put something in a mikveh that previously was unusable. And now it is usable. Okay, so that's basically fixing the kli, right? So it looks like a malacha of the kli. Same way we understand you're not allowed to repair a kli on Shabbos and Yontif. So it's a gzera. Tefillah is similar to that. That's similar also to the concept. We're not taking off trumot and masrot and being metaking your tefillah. We don't do things that are tikkun. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, then wouldn't a person's going to the mikveh, which Beit Hillel is matir, he says, it's only for your kelim, but you yourself can go to the mikveh. I mean, doesn't that look like tikkun as well? It's similar to be metaking gavra. You do something to make the person ro'wi. You're making him ro'wi for eating truma and so on. Why wouldn't that be awesome? No, because when a person goes into the mikveh, it looks like he's taking a swim. I mean, it doesn't look like he's going to be metaken something. Adam is near Akameka. It looks like he's cooling off. Oh, yeah, sure. You go to the mikveh in the rova to cool off. You have to be crazy. They almost have to drag you away to the hospital with the filthy water. Who's going to think that you're going to cool off? I mean, well, it's all very nice. If you got a nice, clean mikveh, you know. Trees hanging over, cool pool of water, bright, brilliant, scintillating, clean water with little birds that are singing on top. An idyllic vision, but has nothing in common with the reality of going into the mikveh with 5,000 yeshiva bachurim into an absolutely filthy mikveh. Why would anybody in his right mind do such a thing unless he needs to be mitaken himself for yom? What do you say over there? One second. It is not necessarily that he's going into that mikveh in order to be mitaken himself. What if it's 120 degrees outside? The heat is unbearable, right? So he's so desperate to cool off, he might even go to the mikveh in the old city. How do you like that?
No.
So, pa'amim sha'adam ba bishrav, it's a chamsin, he's desperate, and he's rochets even in filthy water from a mei mishra that you've been using to soak your pishtan in, which really stinks. But he finally says, I can't take it anymore. Says Gemara, yeah, that's wonderful. How about if it's minus 20 degrees outside? So now you're telling me, he looks like he's cooling off. He's one of these polar bear members that cuts a hole in the ice to get into the mikveh. Right. So, how about b'yemot ha-geshamim? What do you say, b'yemot ha-geshamim? Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, well, now wait a minute, it's not impossible, you know? I mean, what might have happened is, I mean, I see a guy in a mikveh. Would it ever occur to me that the guy went to the mikveh because he's going to the mikveh? Of course not. I would naturally say, why is the guy going to the mikveh when it's 20 degrees below? Obviously, he was just busy out there in the field. It was filthy. It was muddy. The guy is desperate to get clean, and he figures, what can I do? I'll have to jump in for a moment into this cold water just to wipe off all of this meluchlach, betit, betzoah. I'll jump in. I feel it being about that.
You say something about dishes. He wants to wash the dishes.
People never wash dishes in filthy water to eat out of.
Take into account the way that the water looks.
But it actually does make a lot of sense, this tefillin.
Yes, that's true. Tainach b'Shabbat. Okay, how about a Yom Kippur? We're not supposed to wash off your whole body, even if at one time, even if you are dirty, but you're supposed to wash it off separately. So then what would you do on Yom Kippur? Well, my Rava. Well, wait a minute. You can't ask. If something is usher, is mutter on Shabbos, you're going to ask it on Yom Kippur. I mean, everybody knows Shabbos is more chomer than Yom Kippur. But you think people would go to shul only one day a year on Yom Kippur? I mean, obviously, Shabbos is the Iker Kedusha, and Memele after Shema Shabbos, I'm Shema Yom Kippur. But certainly nobody's going to be ma'aser, something more on Yom Kippur than on Shabbos. Mi'ik amiri de b'Shabbat shari b'Yom HaKippurim asur. Eloho ilu b'Shabbat shari. If something is mutter on Shabbos, you can't what? Rava holds that because in one situation something is mutter, you have to be matred in another situation. Rava doesn't hold that svar of ho'il, because v'atnan ha'choshesh b'shinav. Somebody's got a toothache, so he's not allowed to take chometz and gargle with that chometz and rinse out his mouth. Lo yigameh bem et chometz. Vinegar is very good for toothaches, but you're not allowed to do a refuah on Shabbat, so you can't use that chometz. But you could always have a salad with a strong vinegar salad dressing, so you could be metabel kidarko in chometz. And, you know, if your tooth got better, well, it's very nice, but certainly that's not for refuah, that's for salad. And we asked on that Mishnah, v'raminan, lo yigamea upolet avu megamea ubolea. You are not allowed to rinse your mouth out and spit out with vinegar, but you are allowed to rinse out your mouth and swallow the vinegar. And the question is, Abaya answered that by saying, well, that's not a problem. When the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to use the vinegar, you can only use the salad dressing, it was talking about using the vinegar to rinse and spit. And Rava, and here's where our problem is, you're claiming that Rava holds that once something is mutter in one situation, it's mutter in another situation, and yet what Rava says is that afilu teme megameo bolea, that actually there would be a case where it would be also to swallow. It depends whether it's before you had your vegetables or whether it's after you ate your vegetables. Because if you had it before you finished eating, kodem shetovel, tovel over your means, dip your vegetables, matabili, and if, of course, it's a complete coincidence that this is in the middle of the sugya of whether you're matabili, kelim, or your body, and so on. But you might fill your vegetables. So before you do that, it's sort of like an appetizer to have a little bit of the chometz. But after you finished eating, there it's obvious that if you would be swallowing it, it would be for refuah. Now the problem is, if Rava holds ho'il, so then he should say here too, name a ho'il v'kodem tov tibul shari, la'achar tibul namashari. I mean, once something is mutter to do in a particular circumstance, they're going to ask for doing it in another circumstance. They're saying that it's mutter to rinse your mouth out as long as you drink it with vinegar. So how do you explain the fact that he's saying, well, I would never ask for something on Yom Kippur that's mutter on Shabbos? Well, the truth is, yes, Rava has changed his mind about that svara. How do you know he changed his mind about that svara over there? Kan kodem tibul, kan l'achar tibul. Maybe he changed his mind from what he said over here. And maybe indeed in Yom HaKippurim, he would say it's osur. No. There's no possibility to say that because it's a fairish abraita that says, Kol chayavei tefilot tovlin kedarkan ben b'tish'a v'av ben b'yom HaKippurim. So there's no possible way for a rabbi to say that there's got to be osur on Yom Kippur a gezerah, because it says b'fairish, there's no such gezerah. So obviously he learned from there that you do not say what he said here, rather you say ho'il. If it's mutter before the meal, it's mutter after the meal. Mutter on Shabbat, mutter on Yom Kippurim. When you start analyzing the particular circumstances. Now, the Mishnah said, V'shavin b'et shamayim b'et ha'ol agreen, sh'mashikin et ha'mayim b'kli yevan, but lo matbili. Now, what does that mean when it says lo matbili? It means even utilizing this trick to be mashik the mayim in the kli, and thereby, at that moment, of course, the kli is completely surrounded by mayim that are ksherim for the mikveh. And that way, the kli will become tahor. No. You can't do that. Ein matbilin et akli agabe neimav, even with its own water held in it, letaro biyom tov, to make it tar on yom tov. Now, yes, mashikin is a din of zriya, not tefillah.
Yeah, but you don't have to submerge it.
No. Now, the problem is that if that is what the Mishnah means, then it seems to run counter to both of the shitot that deal with this question. Mani matniti. The Mishnah is not going to anybody. It's not going to Rebbe. And it's not going according to Rabbana, the Tanya. Ein matbilin et hakli agabe meimav letaharo. The ein mashikin et hamayim bekliyevin letaharon. Divrei Rebbe. Now this is crazy. Rebbe says you can't do either of the things in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, well, you cannot do the tefillah, but you can do the hashakah. Well, Rebbe says, no, you can't. You can't do the hashakah either. So it can't be going like Rebbe, right? The Chachomim say, nah, you can even be Teva the Kli Agabe Mimav Lataro, and you can also do the hashakah in Kli Evin Lataro. So the Mishnah can't be the Chachomim either, because the Chachomim say, you're allowed to be Mat for the Kli Agabe Mimav. Now, you must admit that this is a very suspicious braita. Something's fishy. Because, I mean, once you're telling me you're allowed to be tovel or kli, why in the world would you tell me, meshikin et amayim b'kleyev and latar? I mean, obviously, if you're even allowed to be matay or kli, what would be the question of doing the zriyan, the mayim in a kleyev, where the kleyev is not tummy? But we'll talk about it in a minute. So that means the part of the Mishnah says mashikin, it doesn't work according to Rebbe. The part of the Mishnah that says ein matbilin doesn't work according to the Chachamim. So who is the Mishnah going according to? Mani, I Rabbi, kasha hashaka. Rabbi says, oser, ein mashikin. The Mishnah says, kein mashikin. I Rabbanan, kasha hadbala. The Mishnah says, ein matbilin. The Chachamim omrim, kein matbilin. How do you explain the Mishnah in light of the Shita? Says the Gemara, look, I mean, haven't you noticed something funny in the Braita? So, Ibait Ema Rabbi, Ibait Ema Rabbanan works according to either of them. Because obviously what's happening here is that the two examples of Tefillah and Hashakah are not referring to the same day. Because if they were referring to the same day, all Rebbe had to say is, you're not even allowed to do Hashakah. Well, obviously you're not allowed to do Tefillah. And the Rabbanan, all they had to say was, you can even do Tefillah. So obviously you can do Hashakah. Therefore, there must be two different things that they're discussing. And that's the point. So it works out either way. You could say it's going like Rebbe, okay? Rebbe's first statement, where the Rebbe says, Ein matbilin et hakli. That's true. On Yom Tov, that's absolutely true. Ein mashikin et hakli is also true. On Shabbos. If our Mishnah is referring to Yom Tov, remember we pointed out, I don't know what our Mishnah is referring to. It's referring to Shabbos or Yom Tov. So if you want it to work out like Rebbe, say the Mishnah is going on Yom Tov. Rebbe only asked Hashakah on Shabbos, and therefore the Mishnah works out perfectly well. Or it could be going according to the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan obviously were saying, what's the problem? You can be matbil, and you could be mashik, but they meant you could be mashik on Yom Tov, right? So if they could be mashik on Shabbos, you could be tovel on Yom Tov. And our Mishnah that says ein matbilin is referring to Shabbat. The kula matbidin is Shabbat. So since our Mishnah was left up in the air, and we find that Rebbe and the Rabbanan can't possibly be arguing across the board, because then there's a contradiction in their own statement. Because then why would I have to mention both cases? So one case is Shabbos, one case is Yom Tov. Or one case is Yom Tov, one case is Shabbos. And therefore, depending on how you want to learn the Mishnah, is the Mishnah referring to Shabbos, is the Mishnah referring to Yom Tov? It could work out according to everybody, which is a wonderful way to pack more information into your Mishnah by leaving it unclear. And therefore, I could read it either way. Brilliant. Excellent. Gentlemen, it's been so much fun. צריכה להיות אחר השבת, בית שמאי אומרים מטבילין את הכל מלפני השבת, בית הלל אומרים כלים מלפני השבת, ברן אדם כגוטר מכוון שבת, ושבין שמשיקין את המים בכלי אבן לטהרן, אבל לא מטבילין, ומטבילין מגב לגב ומחבורה לחבורה. ותקולי עמו ביד, כלי בשבת לא, מה איתם, אמר רבא, גזר השם ייתן בידו ויעבירנו ארבע עמוד פרשת הרבים. אמר לי, אבי, יש לו בור בחצרו, מה יקלה מימה? אמר לי, גזירה, בור בחצרו, אותו בור פרשת הרבים. התנך שבת, ביום טוב, where it's mutter to carry. Why aren't we muttering it? מה יקלה מימה? גזרו יום טוב, אותו שבת, and it's the same. Kedusha. I mean, obviously, we don't make gzera l'gzera. But it's like, we're yontem and Shabbat, it's all the same. Umiga, Zerina, and Fatzan. V'shavin, sh'meshikim et amayim b'chleyev and l'taran avalomat b'lin. But if you're right that we're worried about gzerot, inita nigzer hashaka ato hadbala, nu v'tizbra. If the guy had mayim yafim, what is going to this extreme? Hani l'homili l'mevad lu hashaka. Clearly, the letle, the kivan, the letle, is not normally going to allow it to become tame. So, Mr. Zoribu, therefore, it's a milta lo shkicha. Eight faith. Midalin bidli tame, and obviously, once it gets into the well to draw out the water, it becomes tahor. The iita, nigzar dima atalat bule beine, and therefore, you shouldn't be allowed to use it to draw water. Shanehata, mitok shalo hutralo, ela yedei delayo. Zachurhu, that this is the only way to have that litar. Anyway, klishin itmami erev yom tov, ein bat pilina tov yom tov. But if it was nitma, with an avatuma bi yom tov, mat pilina tov yom tov. Ve'imita, why aren't we gozer nitma bi yom tov otu de erev yom tov? That's because tuma bi yom tov is a milted lo shkicha. Milted lo shkicha lo gozer be rabbanu. Anyway. Klishin itma ba avatuma, ein mat bilino to biyom tov. Vivolara tuma mat bilino to biyom tov. Vimita, nigzar ha to ha. No. Because vlada tuma echem ishkachat la only gabi kohanim, because for chulin, it's meaningless. And kohanim are zrizini. And therefore, it would be us. By the way, Tosis points out that this isn't really true, because anything that passes truma makes mashkin rishon. And therefore, since the sheni would pass a truma, it would make mashkin be rishon, and why wouldn't it be passing possibly truma? So he wouldn't be allowed to use this kli, because even though he's not a kohen, but the mashkin becomes tamei through it. And Tosfos says it would have to be talking about the type of kli that can't hold water, which is very, very dochot. Toshmati Amr Pchir Barashem Arav Nida She'en La Begadim Ma'aremet V'Tovelet V'Vgadeha V'Imita Nigzor Dima Ati Letbulei Her Begadim V'Einayu, when she's not wearing them. And the answer is the Gemara, the obvious answer, that Shani Ata Mitoch Shlo Utrala Ela Yedei Malbush. She's obviously going to be Zechurari. It's even better than the case of the Duli. Rabbi Yosef says that's not the problem, but Shema Yevienu Arba Amod, it's gezerah mishum schita. That's very nice for kelim that you wear that are b'nei schitanin. Or what about kelim that you use which are not b'nei schitanin? Or ma'ik lemeimah? Amalei gezerah hani atohani. Ah, says the Gemara. Well, so then you end up saying the same thing Rabbah saying, that we're making these gezerah for about tefillah. So then what about all of these cases where we don't make a gezerah? Etvei kolani to yufta. And he gives the same answer that we used for Rabbah, namely that it's either zachur or that it's a that it would be as kind of zrizi memetz, or it's that l'shkicha, whatever the case is. Rabbi Omar, gzera shema yishe. And in fact, Tanikavatir Rabbi klishenit ma ve'erev yom tov ein mat bilina tov yom tov. And here the bright explains gzera shema yishe. Rav Amar b'dechinire kimetakin kli. Adam, nira kameka. Tenach mayim yofim, mayim roim, mayik lamemar. Well, says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, sometimes b'amim sh'adam ba b'shrav v'rochetz afil b'mei mishrei. Okay, fine. That's where it's hot outside. What about b'imot ha'gishamim, mayik lamemar? Rav Nachman Yitzchak, well, you know, Pamim Shadam Bamin Asadam in his mamish, he stinks to high heaven, his meluchlach betitu vitzoa, he's desperate. He's rochitz, I feel him out of Gishamim. Okay, that's all very nice for Shabbos. How about Yom Kippur, Michael and Mamim? Omar Rav, well, he committed to Shabbat Shari, Yom Kippur, Osir. Oh, Shabbat Shari, Yom Kippur, Namishar. Hey, I thought Rava doesn't hold of that svara of ho'il, that something is mutter in situation A, it's mutter in situation B, because we had a similar issue about in the Mishnah Hatnan, ha'choshesh b'sheinav lo yigamea behemet achomet, but he can eat a salad with a vinegar dressing. It's metabolu kidar. Vim nitrapa, nitrapa. So we asked Ahmad, what's the problem of vinegar? Doesn't it say lo yigamea upolet avam yigamea ubolea? So Abaya says, look, the Mishnah must have been talking about a migamea and polet, and therefore he needs to use it through salad. Rava says, no, that's weird. I mean, what that said? You just tell the guy, said be migamea and be bolea. Afilu tema migamea and migbolea. Velo kasha. Kan kodem tibul. Now, that doesn't make any sense. If Rava holds Hoyo, the Kodem Tivul Shari, then it should be also Le'achar Tivul Nami Shari. So apparently he doesn't hold that svar. Well, you're right. Hoda be Rava Miyahi. Well, how do you know he was Hoda Miyahi? Maybe he was Hoda from the Yom Kippur Shabbos relationship? No. Hasagadaita. That's his profession of Braita, the Tanya. Ko chayavei tevilot tovim kedarka ben betisha ba'av. What's the meaning in this context of Lomad Bilom Shmo? Ain't Bilin Takli Agabe Neimav Letaro Biyom Tov. Wait. The Mishnah doesn't seem to work out. If that's what it means, I mean, Mani Matintin Lo Rebbe Lo Rabbanan the Tanya. Ain't Matin Bilin Takli Agabe Neimav Letaro. Which so far sounds very good, except for the fact that Rebbe continues, Ve'in meshikin atamayim b'chleyevin l'taran. So that's against the Mishnah. Divrei Rebbe. Chachamim omrim, matbilin kli agabe mimav l'taran. Uh-oh, it's already against the Mishnah. Meshikin atamayim b'chleyevin l'taran. Well, that fits, a big deal. So money, ayim Rebbe, you got a problem with Tar Shaka. If the Rabbanan, you have a problem with Tar Tabala. Ibaitema Rebbe, Ibaitema Rabbanan. Ibaitema Rebbe, you could say the Reisha of the Braita is referring on Yom Tov, and the Sefer is referring to Shabbos, and that's where Rebbe was saying Matbilina Takli on Yom Tov, Meshikin, in Meshikin Amayim, B'Shabbat, and therefore if our Mishnah refers to Yom Tov, the way that we just explained it, according to Shmuel, so then it works out perfectly well, according to Rebbe, so Kuhu Matnita, B'Yom Tov. So that's what you could say. Or, it can make it work out according to Rabbanan, in the opposite case. And then, Kula Matnitin, the Shabbat.
Okay, today's daf is Daf Yud Ches, and Sabah Josh is all ready to go, and Daf Yud Zayin on the bays with a rousing.
Took the Heilige Mishnah.
How, what if Yom Tov comes out now the opposite direction? In other words, we've gone from before Shabbat to the story of on Shabbos, where it was Nogea, the question of Yalav Yovel, Baruch, and so forth. It was in the middle of the previous year. Now, in this Mishnah, Yom Tov comes out after Shabbat. What do you do? To Shammai holds anything that requires tefillah for Yom Tov, because after all, on Yom Tov there's an inyan where the person is chayav of the Tairas Atzmei for the regel, the minhag was and still is today. People go to the mikveh for Yom Tov. So the question is, can you go to the mikveh now on Shabbos or on Yom Tov itself? No, you have to go from before Shabbos. Ubeitil elomrim kelim milifnei Hashemah. Indeed, when it comes to kelim, actually have to be taken care of before Shabbos. But the Adam himself is not a problem. The Adam can go to the mikveh even on Shabbat. The Gemara is going to discuss why this would be true, what is the whole problem of tefillah bichlal, why is it usher to be matbil kelim. I mean, we've been discussing it all along that it's similar to mitaken, but here we're going to have to discover where that comes from and are there other approaches. Vishavim, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel both agree shemishikim et hamayim bichleyevin letaharan, avolo matbilim. Let's say that you have water that is coming okay, well, I mean, food, you're allowed to be metaken. I mean, it's not a problem. But so the problem, of course, is there's no way to be tevel food, but there is a way to be metaher mayim. The way we're metaher mayim is through zriya. Zriya means that the water now becomes part of the world's water. How do you do that? You take the water in a kli, and now you lower the kli till the point where the water actually touches the water of the mikveh. The moment that you're meshik it with the water of the mikveh, now it becomes part of the mikveh itself, part of the mehailam, and it's nizra now in the mikveh, and anything that's mechubar loses its tumah. Sorry? No, it's mechubar to the world. It's not that tumah is not sholeit on the etzem world, only on things. When something becomes part of it, then it's not, there's no tumah shayach.
If a soul could...
it can't. Yeah, it's sort of theoretical. Very theoretical, because it's part of the reason this
is. He has to be opened.
Yeah, otherwise you're not meshik. It requires a shaka for an instant. So for one instant, the top of the water touches the other one. Even though the water in the mikveh is dirty, okay, so you pour out a little. Now you have a clean mikveh. Listen, the standards of sterilization, you know. Not here in the Rova. I'm talking in other places. It's interesting that the Mefarshim can't understand. So what's the problem? If you have a mikveh already, so why would he need the water to be clean? They say maybe the water in the mikveh is salt water.
Oh, yeah. You do the same in a spring?
Yeah, but then the question is, if you already have a spring, what do you need clean water for? You can just take water from the spring. Because we're trying to figure out a case where the mikveh you wouldn't want to drink from. No. This is your only drinkable water. But they didn't have a musik of buying your water in bottles. There was still a world out there with water in it. But the kli that you're using to do the hashaka with should be klei evin. Because klei evin are not tummy. So over there you're not being metak in the kli. But you shouldn't take something that would be, there's actually two ways to learn it. One way to learn it, the pashtas, is that the Mishnah is saying that the only kli that you could do this with is a klei evin. That's a little bit strange. What's wrong with using another kli? Because if I use another kli, the kli will be makabel tuma midrabbanan from the water. So then I'm being metame the kli by definition, and now I'm being metired. However, we'll see later on that that's not so pasha, that problem, because a kli that's nitvan with a vlada tuma is not so pasha that it's also to be. There's another pshat. The other pshat which Rashi learns is that you shouldn't have a kli which itself was makabel tuma. I'm not saying dafka, it has to be the klei evin. Klei evin means that the kli couldn't have been tame, but to take something where the kli was tame and to use this as a mode of being matired the kli. So now it's filled with water. I now put in the water in order to be meshik the water so that the water will be tar. But memela the kli is tar, by definition. Now the kli was in the mikveh. The water inside became part of the mikveh, now the kli is tar. Therefore, I shouldn't use a kli which was tame because I'm essentially being tar with the kli, besides being tar with the water, mashik the water. Avolo matbilin. You're not allowed to be tevel. Again, so the two approaches would be either you can't use a kli because a kli that's mekabel tumah because the kli that's mekabel tumah will become tameh and now by definition you'll bring entire it, or that we're using this as an example of a kli that wasn't tameh because evan can't be mekabel tumah, and therefore what the Mishnah is saying is don't take a kli that's tameh and thereby achieve the tyra by being matfilin in this fashion. Right? Barney is giving me his look, which means it's not right, but he's not saying why it's not right. It's a very inefficient way of communicating. Yes, yes, very effective. Bridging. Okay. Umatbilin. Furthermore, you're allowed to be matfil something migav legav. Gav gav means if I have a tefillah from one purpose, al gav, let's say, al gav truma to al gav kach. There's different levels of tyra. Normally, something that's tar for truma is not tar for kadesh, but it really is tar. It's just that it's a mila that we made. As the Rambam puts, that's called hisafas tara. It's not called hasarat truma. The Rabbonim didn't aser hosafat tara on Shabbos and Yom Tov. They only aser being meisir tuma. So Mamela, once something is thank you, once something is tar, doesn't hurt to be tevelit for a chumra for tyra. And me chabura la chabura. This was in the Gemara, but if you had one, you were first a member of one chabura, let's say, for making a korban pesach. Now you join a brisker chabura. I mean, obviously the brisker chabura is not going to be semech on what the non-brisker chabura did, so you have to do everything over again. So then it's also, but it's not considered to be mamish mitake. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara. It's similar to the other thing, mi'al gav agav. It's a chumra beyond. Says the Gemara. Okay, but bottom line is, everybody's being made over here that something's wrong with Tfilas Kelim B'Shabbos. Something's wrong? What's wrong? Understand? The Kol Yamam Yes Kli B'Shabbos Lo. Why is it so clear that you cannot be matvil a kli on Shabbos? Chlokas B'Shamim Beit Hillel. The Adam himself. But a kli, there's no discussion. Why not? Amar Rabba. Gzera Shemi Yitlenu B'Yodo V'Yavirenu Arbambas B'Shus Rabbi. The old standby over here. That we're worried if a guy is going to be matvil kelim. I mean, normally the kelim, he takes it to the mikveh, but the mikveh may end up carrying Arbamis Brishas Rabim. Again, the whole discussion, why Dafke Brishas Rabim? Why not just say he'll be moitzit from his house outdoors? And again, so Rashi and Tosfos, we spoke about in Sukkah, have different approaches to that. Rashi doesn't bring over here, but Rashi brought before in Sukkah that 90% of the problems are in terms of Havar Brishas Rabim. But there's so many reasons why there's not, you need to have the original picking it up. Asked to take it out. So normally, if a person was carrying, if he just walked out, he wouldn't be chayev on itzah. And if he carried out from his house, put it down in the mikvah, there was no hashah and rishus rabbin, so on and so forth. But a problem of a person carrying outdoors where he stops, that's where it counts. Tosis learns because outdoors people don't realize that they're being mavir, because there's no simon that I went from one place to another. When you're in your house, I mean, yeah, you have to open the door, there's a shard, there's this, so you remember, I shouldn't go out. Yeah, of course, the question may be over what we're stressing in terms of the exam. Whether, I mean, obviously we're concerned for it as well, but this is more matzah, so we mentioned. Omele Abaye. Abaye said to him, and if the guy has a mikveh in his own chotzer, so then it's okay. So Yeshlo Borba Chatzeru Maikel Amema Omaleno. What kind of kash is that? I mean, Gzeira Borba Chatzeru. The Borba just Rabim. Obviously, I mean, say the same thing. A guy who knows how to read the Megillah. He should be allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos. I mean, he's not going to carry it. I mean, that's what the Gzeira is. We don't do something that would normally be done outside. So over here also, make a Gzeira. Even somebody who personally has a mikveh in his chotzer, but we can't rely on that. Okay, and very nice. Shabbos, I mean, Yontif, what are you going to say on Yontif? Yontif, what's the problem with carrying? So there's no problem in carrying anyway. So we make a gzera, maybe he'll carry. We said over here, you can't do any Yontif. Goes to Yontif about the Shabbos. Come on, so many steps. Gzera, he has the borah in his rishus, but might be the borah was outside, and it's a chashash. Now it's a gzera. So we make a gzera, and gzera. And maybe Yontif will get confused. He may do it on Shabbos, and if he does it on Shabbos, he better carry it. And if he has it, maybe another circumstance. Well, how many gzeras are you going to make over here? Because, Rina, we make so many gzeras on such an issue over here that we view it all as one big issue. Now, that's what you're saying. It's all one big issue. Can't do something which, under some circumstances, will lead to being over on the Israelite side. That's not true. Because the Mishnah itself, Hotznan, Veshavim, Shemeshikin, Atamayim, Bikliyevin, Lataran, Avalomat Vili. I ask you, if we're allowing a guy already to go and to be meishik mai, and in the same sentence you tell me, but you got to be careful that the kli that he's being mashik mai is tar, because otherwise he's gonna be over on being matvil kelim. So clearly we're not geyser. But if we're gonna be geyser, he's the nigzor hashaka to tvila. Tosu says, what kind of crazy question is this? What do you mean, nigzar hashaka to hapala? It's the same gezerah. Why is it a different gezerah? But he's only going to be carrying a kli, nu, and water. He's not going to be carrying. If he has to be mashik mayim, and he has to get to the mikveh, how exactly, what is he going to do? He's going to pull a Harry Potter stunt to take the mayim to the mikveh. He has to carry the water and a kli to the mikveh. It's exactly the same gezerah. What do you mean? Like, the Gemara is taking for granted, for some reason, the water would be a different issue. Should have raised right away the question. Forget about all of this discussion, because we didn't kulei high. We should be going to the mayim. Ask a straight out simple question. You're telling me the reason that you can't be Tevel a Kli is because you have to carry it to the mikveh. So how do you explain the fact that you can be Meshik Mayim? You have to take that to the mikveh also. Very simple question. So Tosis explains that question, the Gemara understood that obviously that's included. And anybody who's going to explain the Mishnah, he must take that into consideration, otherwise he's got to be crazy. The Gemara took for granted that we're only worried about an issue that people are driven to take care of. In other words, the fact that I should have a kli to use, memela, fine, you know, I understand. But mayim, okay, I mean, you use other water. What's the big deal? Where you don't have that same drive. I mean, over here, the kli you're going to be using for everything that you're using. Over here, okay, you have one bottle of this water. No, you use other water. You want to have this one, ping. Must be something like that. Otherwise, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. But now that you're telling me that there is a problem over here of making a gzera for a gzera for a gzera, say, your own rishus, otu, when it's not your rishus, yontav, otu, shabbos, certainly. We should be gozer over here also, that people see that you're being matfil the mayim. So, you'll come one day, go ahead, and you'll you'll do tefillah. No, says the Gemara, that's not a problem. Wait, let me ask you something. Does this guy have other water? I mean, Tizra. Yisle mayim yafim. Tzahani lomim lomavet lulashok. If this guy had any water in his house, you think he'd be going around now being mashik mayim? I mean, did you ever see anybody being mashik mayim? Really, you take another bottle of water, you pour out this water. I mean, so obviously, we're talking about the Leslie. This guy is in a pickle. He has very, doesn't have much water. He's taking care of this water, and now it became tummy. He needs to be matired. But once that's true, give it the letle mizer zoyebo. If a guy only has one pitcher of water, he's certainly going to be careful that it shouldn't become tummy. In which case, this whole case is a very far-fetched event. A person to only have one cup, but one bottle of water, and that bottle of water that he usually takes care of, somehow or other, he managed to make it tummy. A real shlemiel. In a little case, we're not geyser for wild cases like that. That's already mizer loshchich. We don't make a geyser. You can't ask me as a kash. Heisvei. How about this case? Heisvei. Medalin bedli tummy v'hu tahor. Somebody. Now, you have a bucket, which is now attached to your well. You're going to now, the bucket became tummy. So now if you draw water in the bucket, and now the water, the bucket magically becomes tummy. Isn't that amazing? So you went ahead and you were medala mayim from the well with the bucket, and lo and behold, v'hu tahor. The bucket became tahor. If you're right, nigzar dilma atzu l'tfula b'eina. Now, why aren't I afraid that I'm going to go ahead now and be tevel it on its own without water in it? Now, I mean, first of all, we both rash and tosef, but I understand. The Mishnah says you can't do this. And the Rashi says you can do it. Mishnah says you can only use a kli that is tar, something that's made out of ebon, right? And here comes along now the Braisa that tells me a case. If I have a wooden dli, or a cheres dli, not cheres, it wouldn't have done any good. I have a wooden dli, or a metal dli. And now I go ahead, and it's filled with water, I lower it into the well, and I bring it up again. It's fine. Why is it fine? You said in Mishnah it's not fine. So that's not a kasha, says Rashi Taisus, because that I understand over here, that I'm certainly not doing something that looks like tefillah. I'm only doing an act that looks like drawing water. So over there, I mean, you're not going to say I'm going to come from this now to say that I'm actually being matired. I'm drawing water. It happens to be in this case, I'm drawing water in a way that makes it tar. Fine. But if you're telling me that I have all of these gezeres, why don't I have to be geyser that if I'm allowing you to draw water in this fashion, so then you may come and actually take the dli tame and put it in order to make it tar, and then you'll be really doing an act of tefillah. That should be awesome.
Well,
certainly, it's the best. Half bor mayan yetahor, right? What's better than a well? Not a cistern. Not these. Those aren't wells. Yeah, well is.
So why don't you do the ashaka in the well?
You can't do that. What he does over here? Why not?
He can draw fresh water. Why does he have to put in the other water?
You're right. He wouldn't, unless it's salty or something. I mean, that was the problem before. Or it's contaminated well. Anyway, that was the question we had at the Mishnah. So what do you have? If you have already a place to put in the water, so what do you, why do you need to do it? Okay, says the Gemara. That's also not a kash. A shiny house is a unique case. Because we tov shelo hutrelo ela yedei dalio zocharu. You know over there that the only reason that you can use this bucket is because it's part of the well. So it already you're thinking, oh, sorry, I can't really just take the bucket and be matvel. I understand that I have to go through the act of drawing water. So he understands also. I have to be careful not just to be matvel the bucket on its own. It would have to be a case in which it's part of what I'm doing that is mutter. Heisve. Kli shenitma be'erev yom tov, ein matbilin oto b'yom tov. So if a kli became tamei before, so then he can't be betired on yom tov. And we'll see it's talking about over here, that it was nitma be'erev yom tov with an avatum. So then you should have taken care of it before yom tov, so you can't be tevelet on yom tov. But if it became tame on yom tov, then matbilin oto b'yom tov, then you can and use it. How can you use it? You need to have erev shemesh. Use it for chulin, which won't become tame. Now, im ita, if what you're saying is right, that we make a gzera for the gzera for the gzera, it's all one big gzera, we don't do hatbalas kelim under any all circumstances. It's a nigzer de yom tov oto d'erev yom tov. I mean, you're telling me I'm supposed to be able to make the nafkamina in my mind about whether the kli was tame for before yom tov or on yom tov. You're telling me I can't figure out the difference between having a mikveh in my rishos and out of my rishos. Can't figure out the difference between yantav and shabbat. But I can't figure out the difference between erev yantav and yantav. You're saying it's all one gezera. So why weren't we gozer over here?
Huh?
From Erev Yonta. Right. Because I wouldn't have needed it to be like, we'll see in a minute. It's a bit different. Says the Gemara, because Tume Beyonta Dilsa Loshrich. It's the same reason that we told you before about the water. It's a rare occurrence. On Yontav, everybody was mocked with to be matired themselves. It's all before the regular. You're going to say something becomes stomach. On Yontav, Dafka, the time when everyone got Tume out of his Rishus was matired, all the people were matired. Very rare occasion. milsud like shnicha like gazavei rabbanim. And therefore, the rabbanim weren't gazing. Eisvei. Okay, how about this? Klish nitba ba'avatuma ein matbilin ato biyomto. If it became tummy with an avatuma, so then okay, that's a serious problem. Can't be mad for that on yomto, because then it's really tummy midiraisa. But be Vladatuma anyway, it's not such a big deal. I mean, the Kli isn't really Tamei. Rabbanan pretended it was Tamei. So that's sort of the same idea of just being Maisif Gidre Taira, not real Tuma. So then, what else could it mean? But it touched the mace itself. That would be the only case. So then, but the problem is, imita, if your assumption is correct, that we make this one massive gezer, and people, we say, they can't be machalik between one and the other, okay? But this, they can be machalik on. You should be nigzer ha to ha. You should say the same thing, that once there's tuma, and that's not making nafkamina, it's vada tuma, and ava tuma. Says the Gemara, no, because who's going to be matfalikli for vlada tuma? Tell me. Who cares about being matfalikli for vlada tuma? Certainly a normal person doesn't care about being matfalikli for vlada tuma. Because by the time he uses the kli, if the kli is tummy from a vlada tuma, that means it touched the rishon. It means the kli is a sheni. A person who's using chulin is unaffected by sheni. Ain't sheni matar mishlish when it comes to chulin. So what's he being matired for? As far as his stuff is concerned, it's completely tar. Elamai, we're talking about kohanim. Oh, once we're talking about kohanim, echem eshkachzal gabe kohanim. Kohanim is rezine, as we know. The kohanim in this room are always the first ones in the room, and therefore there's no problem. So we don't have to make a gezerah for kohanim. Tashma. Yom Rav Kibarashi Amarav Nida she'in la begadim. Say a nida. Well, that's to be tovelas now in Yontif. She doesn't have anything to wear. The only thing she has to wear is the clothing that she's wearing. The clothing she's wearing are tamein. So what should she do? Should we put them in the mikveh? She's not allowed to be tavo kelim in the Yontif. If she doesn't have begadim, maremet v'tovelet b'begadim. She should go to the mikveh in her clothes. That way, both she becomes tar and the clothes become tar. Everybody's staring because we're so makbid not to go to the mikveh in clothes, as if it's such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, there are even those who say lechatchila you can go in clothes. No, it's interesting. There's a machlokas. Some poskim say the case over here is talking about dafka that the clothes are loose. Clothes being loose, they're not. They can't be a chatzisa. But others tie in material by definition cannot be a chatzisa because it's water permeable. So therefore, you're always in the water. What's dafka mean? How tight it is? You're in the water which is going seeping through the material that you're wearing. But certainly, none of you comes out dry. That means that all of you was in the mikveh. In which case, there are those who say that even lechatchila you could wear your clothes to the mikveh. Except, okay, in order to, people maybe won't understand this well, so in order to avoid the yom of mikveh, chatzitza became a minig to take off your clothes. But it's not such a big deal to go to mikveh in your clothes. It's amazing. Right. I don't know why that's really. I mean, the Gemara talks all over the place about changing rooms. Those are bathhouses. Right. I mean, these are just private. They're just for mikvahs, just for Tyre. Whatever. But they're only for mikvahs. They're not for cleanliness. So why bother taking off your clothes? Okay, but I mean, over here, it's certainly my remes, because I'll tell you, the emes is there's another problem over here. It has to do with this. The other problem is, how are you allowed to put clothes in water on Shabbos? Isn't there a problem of washing, laundering? You're not allowed to put in, make material wet on Shabbos. Yeah. So you have to answer.
That's a problem here in the Roman Middle.
Oh, that's what you have to answer. It's not a problem b'chlal, because you're doing it derech, making things messy, not making things clean. Once go to the mikveh with your clothes. Your clothes become ruined, whatever. There's a water stain, there, salt stain, or stam whatever dirt was in the water. I mean, you're not yet. You certainly don't stam once you've got them to become wet.
No,
which case the mush, huh? That's an advantage. That's definitely an advantage. Charles, you should keep your phone in your pocket when you come out.
That's
a
piece of your ear, then.
How many phones have been destroyed in this way?
Well, not quite this
almost. So it looks a little bit more sandy than the mikveh does. No, it has Kedusha of Naharat. Okay, imagine all those poor people whose iPod falls in the Atlantic. It has nothing to it at all.
How do they dry it out if they come? How do they get dry?
Well, you put the iPod in the sun so it gets dry.
So they have to stop dripping water before you go on.
In the winter.
I guess I wait.
In the winter, they
say. Anyway, so Lamaisa. Maisa, I mean, the minig is to go in without one's clothes. So over here, she's Ba'aremet to go in with her clothes. Okay? So if that's the case, you're saying we should make so many gzeiras. I mean, isn't this a gzeira similar to the other gzeiras that you made? So Nisa, Nigzor, Dimas, Ladula, Beinai. Why isn't it a gzeira? Maybe she come to be matulit as it is. Shaini Hasem, Itor Shalo, Utrala. Hello, by the way, there's very no gea legabe in Yonim of gerus and so on.
It's
okay, but that also because how do you know she doesn't have a chatzitz on her? You have to see
she
her. Yeah, you have to see that she was developing. You can't assume that she's not. But Lamaisa, in places where the rabbis weren't kosher, they reformed gerus. There's all kinds of issues of somebody who believes that he's Jewish, that every time he's in a matz where he's in water, that is roy l'tvila, and there's people there that are watching him, so we have now edim that he was tevil. Oh, so that's the thing, yeah, and you're right. So because he separately was makabel mitzvah, says all of you, but he's wearing a bathing suit. It doesn't matter if you're wearing a bathing suit according to this. Oh, no problem. No. It's just a discussion. Answers the Gemara. Shiny awesome. Mitokshel hutra elayadei malbush zechurahi. Since, I mean, this is a pretty strange thing to be doing, going into the mikvah wearing your best dress, you know. But so she recognizes, obviously I can't do this unless it's being done with harama. She's not going to come to be matfil normal. Okay, this is the way that Rabbah explains the whole thing. The problem with tefillah is that essentially we're worried that you're going to carry on Shabbos, so therefore we're going to even yont. That's the whole issue. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's not the issue. The issue is, we're worried, gzeira mishum schita, we're worried that you're going to squeeze out your electric coffee maker, and then you'll be obviously, we're not referring to the electric coffee maker, because those are destroyed anyway. That's part of the chumrah. You have to destroy your electric coffee. But it's talking over here about begadim. So the begadim, you're going to squeeze out the begadim. You'll be over in your eyes. Only a bayah. Okay, that's very sweet. I mean, but lemaisim, what if it is a coffee maker? I mean, tenach kelim divnei schita dinu. How about kelim delav bnei schita dinu? Things which cannot be squeezed. What are you going to say? Michael, remember like gzera hani ato hani. It's a gzera. So now he got into the whole thing about gezeiras again. So we went through the whole series. Fortunately, the Gemara is not going to make us go through the whole series. Often it does. We're going to go through the whole series of questions again. Eisvei kol hani to you. So we asked all the kashas that we asked on Rabbah, that if you're ready to make a gezeira that's so vite, why aren't we gezer A, B, C, D, E? And he answered the same way that Rabbah answered. Shani l'kiddush amin. Rav Bibi Amar. Gezeira shema yishheh. Problem over here is like this. If a person can be matfil his kalim on Yontiv, so then usually before Yontiv you're very busy. So you figure, okay, I'll wait already till Yontiv. But meanwhile, you're going to have things that are tame. You end up coming lidei takola. What if there'll be truma? You'll be matami to truma. We like to get rid of tame things as quickly as possible in order to avoid being matami tyrus. And therefore, because of the gzera of Shema Yisheh, so already we make it usher to do it on Shabbos and so on. Tanya kavasiter of Bibi kli shenitma mir of Yontiv ein mat bilino tol biyontov gzera Shema Yisheh. Here it says beferish, that it's gzeira shema yishah. Exactly what Rabbi said. It's a brisa. Rava has a different approach. Rava's approach is v'deishin yireki mitakein kli. It looks like tikkun. And tikkun you don't do. I say yachi adam nami. So why isn't also a getter of tikkun on the adam before he wasn't roy and now he is roy? So we should answer it on the adam too. No, adam nireki mekar. That's not a problem. I mean, adam going into water. I mean, the guy wants to cool off a bit, so he's taking a swim. What's the problem? Listen, I mean, that's very nice. He goes to the beach. I mean, going to the mikveh, it looks like a swim. You got to be desperate to go into that water. So, Mayim Roy Michael Amemar. It says, Renachel Bar Yitzchak, listen, Ba'amim Sha'adam Ba'bishrav. You know, it might be a steamingly hot day. The guy came back from his fields. He's feeling he's got to get into water. He doesn't care what's going on. Sometimes he's so desperate, he'll even go to the mikveh. I mean, he'll go even into water that was being used for pishta, which stinks. Okay, fine. I mean, that's if it's hot. So tenach b'yomot hachama, that's during the summer. So b'yomot hagishamim, why is it mutter for a person to go to the mikveh on yantiv when it's during the rainy season? Michael Amema.
Yeah.
Omer Ibn Nachman Bar Yitzchak, ba'amim sha'adam ba'minasadeh meluchlach, petit, If a guy is coming back from work and he's covered over with filth, the guy's muddy, what, you're telling me he won't go to the mikveh even during the winter? And he's got to wash off. So, okay, so he looks like he's washing off. Okay, fine. What's he doing now on Yom Kippur? Explain to me. I understand that, okay, you're saying he's just taking a bath, but he's not allowed to take a bath on Yom Kippur. So what are you going to say over there? Why is he swimming around on Yom Kippur? And nonetheless, halacha is that it's mutter for Tfilas Mitzvah. It's mutter to go to the mikveh even on Yom Kippur. But he isn't getting off dirt. We're saying that, what in a case where he was getting off dirt? But the main case was that the guy's in the mikveh. We're saying a guy is in the mikveh. Well, I think I understand. You're asking that if every case in which he's in the mikveh, even in strange cases, we'll always say it's because of dirt. No, this is interesting. Rav Meisha explains in a tshuva, Stam Lagabi, a general approach. Whenever we're matir things like this, we're not saying that people will really say that that's what he's doing. It's not that people will say, oh, he must have come from his sada being filthy. Obviously, they know he's going to the mikveh. There's even cheats that say he can make a brocha. He's making a brocha ala tefila. Oh, well, it's okay. He's just going for a swim. You know, obviously, that's not the point. The way Rav Meisha explained it is that anything which a person would possibly do just for his normal doing, we never aser and say it's not a normal doing. That's the same sugya that we're about to enter in terms of refuah. But you know perfectly well this guy is not dipping this lettuce in this sharp vinegar because he loves eating lettuce in vinegar. Obviously, he wants to use the vinegar for his sore throat. Nonetheless, we say it's not, that's not included in refuah. Because something a person could do, even if he's obviously doing it for other purposes, is not considered to be us. That's the point. So over here, where the person is swimming around in a mikveh, we know he's going to the mikveh. In this case, so what are you going to say? In Yom Kippur, he can't. The main issue over here is because he's near a kameka. He's certainly not near a kameka. So what's going to be the hetter for going to the mikveh on Yom Kippur? Says the Gemara. Amar Rava, I understand. What are you asking me? Mika midi to be Shabbos, Shara, Yom Kippur, Masr. Once something is mutter on Shabbos, we're never more machmor on Yom Kippur than we are on Shabbos. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Shabbos is chomer. Yom Kippur is kal. If you're allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos, why should you be allowed to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur? But the problem over here wasn't washing. The problem over here was mitakein. There's no problem with washing because you're not going for washing. You're going for taira. Washing requires a kavana for washing. Elo hoyelu b'shabbos shari. Yom Kippur namashari. Once something is mutter on Shabbos, it's certainly mutter on Yom Kippur. Rava holds of this svar of hoyelu. Umi yisrael Rava hoyelu. But Rava holds that once something is mutter in these circumstances, mutter in those circumstances, that's not what Rava holds because it says in the Mishnah, what's not? Hakoshesh b'shinav lo yigameya b'hemetachomets. Somebody who's having pain in a tooth, so he shouldn't gargle with vinegar. Aval. Tavelo kedarka. If he wants to, he can be eating the vinegar, dip some lettuce in it, and then eat it with a ton of vinegar on it. V'im nitrapen, if magically that managed to get vinegar on his teeth, and now he feels better. No, nitrapen, very nice. So we asked on that, Amin and Allah, we asked on that, from the following. It says, lo yigameya upolate. You shouldn't gargle the vinegar and spit it out, because there clearly it's not derech achila. It's literally spit it out. You can gargle and then swallow, because gargling and swallowing, they held that vinegar was good for digestion. You started off your meal, a little bit of vinegar. It's okay. That's really more bederech achila. It says it's a contradiction. This is the only way to do it, is to have your lettuce with it and not to gargle with it and swallow it directly. It's that time of the day, as we know. The Omer Abayim. Now the Mishnah meant that you can't be gargling, meaning you can't be gargling and spitting. But the Mishnah didn't mean you can't be gargling and swallow. Rava, by the way, never liked those kind of things, right? Rava always takes the approach you have to take it as it says, right? Because Rava says v'ha, he always says, but this is what it says. I mean, so to contrast, Richie, to contrast a gargling with eating lettuce is not contrasting a gargling with spitting out against a gargling without spitting out. And how can you say that's a chat in the Mishnah? That it's referring to gargling spitting out, and then it gives you an eitzah, but you can eat lettuce. It's like a non sequitur. So Rava says, of course the Mishnah is talking about even afilo tevi megamea vuboleya, which is pashtas, and it's us. Why would it be us, sir? Volokasha kan kodem tibul kan meachar tibul. It depends whether you ate first. So before you ate, you could be, if you're megamea uboleya, so then over there, it's not clear that it's for refuah, because as I said, the derek was, they would swallow vinegar. Good for digestion. You start off the day with a little bit of vinegar before you eat. But in the case where you already ate, and now you're going ahead and you're going to gargle and swallow, it's clear that that's not part of your akhila, because you already had your vinegar for the morning. So over there, we're only matzah with lettuce. Now, this is strange, because what we're saying is that something which in one circumstance, one time of the day, is perfectly mutter, and another point of the day becomes awesome. You're going to tell me, hoyel? You tell me, look, once something is mutter in the morning on Shabbos, it's mutter in the afternoon on Shabbos. You were saying, if it's mutter on Shabbos, it's mutter on Yom Kippur. You know, there's plenty of differences. We're not going to say he's going to be maker. So do you say the same thing? If it's mutter in the morning, it's mutter in the afternoon? So obviously, Rava does not hold of this whole jazz. So how's all of a sudden Rava now telling me that, well, you can't ask me from Yom Kippur. I'm not going to ask you something on Yom Kippur if it's mutter on Shabbos. Why not? You're ready to do that on Shabbos itself. So says the Gemara, Imita, if he held of Hoyo, Neima Ho'il V'kodem Tibu Shori, Lacha Tibu Nami Shori. So, I mean, Rava should have said that it would be mutter in any case. You're right, says the Gemara. Actually, Rava had Charot. Hanabe Rava Me'ahi, Rava had Charot from his answer about before and after. And he ended up accepting Abaya's Pshat against his will. And there's got to be Enoch Inami, the difference over here in terms of Megame of the Bole. Aye, what about the case of the Tvila that he said after he changed his mind? So Enoch Inami, he gave up on that. Okay? So he ended up now needing to accept Hoyle. Once he accepted Hoyle, he said his shot about Yom Kippur. The case that he said over there, why he ended up saying, you're right about it. We'll have to say that that's the difference, that it's talking about Megamea the Poli. Wait a second. You know that he changed his mind. How do you know which one he changed his mind about? Maybe he changed his mind about the Yom Kippur one. Maybe he changed his mind about the Yom Kippur and he wouldn't have said we'd be Mati Yom Kippur because of Shabbos. No. How could he have changed his mind about that? That's a brisa. That's not an assumption. Tanya. So where you have a chiyav of tvila, Tosis points out, nowadays we don't have a chiyav of tvila. Because no nida ever goes to the mikveh when she's supposed to, because we have all these crazy menhagim about waiting 7 days and you're treating her as us. Already she's not being tefillas bizmana. There's certainly not an inyan tefillah bizmana mitzvah anymore. So if that's the case, it wouldn't be nagia. Okay, a lot of discussion about that. But in any event, where there is a chiyav of tefillah, it says beferish tovin kedarkin bein tishabav bein biyom akipurim and memela, he can't have changed his mind about that because that wasn't dependent on him. So the only thing that he could change his mind about is whether you hold of Hoyo. Once he saw this, so he saw clearly you have to say Hoyo. Once you say Hoyo, I can't say my teretz about before breakfast and after breakfast, because Hoyo would have been matir in both cases. So therefore he came back and he said, Abaya, you're right. The Mishnah must be talking about gargling and spitting out. Now both the Chame Betel are Maida, says the Mishnah. Vishavim, Shemeshikim et ha-mayim b'klei ev, that you are allowed to put your water into the mikveh, ruach ha-shakar, as long as the kli that you're being matvil it isn't on. Now, when you say the words, aval ein matbilin, what does that mean, aval lo matbilin? Amar Shmuel, it means ein matbilin ha-kli agav mima v'taro b'yanta, that you cannot be matvil if the kli is tameh. You cannot be matvil the kli through doing ha-shakar on the mic. And then saying that the kli automatically is star. Yeah, but now we got a real problem. So now who's the Mishnah going according? Is that going according to anybody? Money matiti. Lo Rebbe, velo Rabbana. The Mishnah is matir hashaka and asers tefillah. Even when you're doing the tefillah in a mode where you're doing hashaka, correct? Nobody says that. Tani. Ein matbilin etakli agabi meimav letaro. The ein meishikin etamayim bekli evin letaro. Divrei Rebbe. So the Mishnah is clearly not going according to Rebbe, because Rebbe's shita is you can't do either. You can't be matvil a kli at a time that you're doing ashaka, and you can't even do ashaka using a kli either. So that's out of it. So Rebbe's not the Mishnah. V'chachamim omrim matbilim kli agavi meimav letaro. You can use a kli while you're doing ashaka on mayim, and the kli becomes now tar automatically. And obviously, you can be mashik the mayim be kli evin letaro. Now, obviously, the Mishnah isn't the Rabbanan either, because the Mishnah says that you cannot be matzah with a kli. Agav meimav. My goodness gracious. So now who's the Mishnah going according to? So money. E Rebbe. I mean, if the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, kasha hashaka, then the part about hashaka doesn't make sense, because the Mishnah says hashaka is mutter, and Rebbe says hashaka is aser. Ein meshikin et hamayim b'kli evin. If it's the Rabbanan, so then the hatbala is a problem, because the Rabbanan are matir the hashaka, but they're also matir being matzah with a kli. Agav meimav. And the Mishnah says, beferish, ein matbil. This is unbelievable. They have a Mishnah that's going neither like Rebbe nor the Rabbonin. No. There's a misunderstanding here. I don't know which way. You can say it either way. The Mishnah go either like Rebbe or the Rabbanan. Here, let me explain it. Here's how it works out according to Rebbe. Reisha de Braisa Beyontav. The Seifa Beshavis. The Kula Masnisim Beyontav. All you have to say is that there's two different cases. The Braisa brought Rebbe's case. This thing about Ein Matzbilin and Ein Mashikin. Okay, there's two different cases. The Reisha of the beginning that's talking about Ein Matzbilin. What is that referring to? So Ein Matzbilin, there it's talking about to Aseret, which means but Hashaka of the Mayim itself would be Mutter. That's how to look at it. It's two different cases. That's on Yontav. So on Yontav, Ein Matzbilin, but Kein Mashikin. The Sefer is saying, and Ein Mashikin, that's on Shabbos. There's even times where you can't even do Hashaka, meaning on Shabbos. Okay, so but if that's the case, the entire Mishnah could be talking about on Yontav. Not that it changed between Yontav and Shabbos, then it makes perfectly good sense. Rebbe is Matir Hashaka on Shabbos, on Yontav, but Aser's Tefillah on Yontav. Aye, what about the Braisa? The Braisa was talking about Asering Hashaka on Shabbos. So there's no problem. The Mishnah works out beautifully, according to Rebbe, because the Mishnah wasn't going back and forth between Shabbos and Yontav. Or, Ibois Ema, you could say like this. You could say it's going according to the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan also obviously were saying that the Mishnah has changed in the middle, same way that Rebbe said. First we talk about the Yontav, the Brice, I mean. First we talk about Yontav, then we talk about Shabbos. And the Mishnah, the Rabbanan were being matir, even Hatbalah, on Yontav. But they were saying you could only be mashik on Shabbos. And it's got to be that way, because if you think about it, it's constructed absolutely absurdly. You start talking about, can you do Tvila Agav the Mayim? What do you mean? If you could do Tvila Agav the Mayim, of course you could be mashik the Mayim. So what are you telling you, mashik the Mayim? Does anybody who reads this understand something changed in the middle? Oh, so that's the point. You could be matvil, meaning on Yontav, you could be matvil. And even on Shabbos, you can be mashik. Makes perfectly good sense. But then if the Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, so very good, the Mishnah would have said, Ein Matbilin, which is exactly what we said, we're only Matar Matbilin on Yontav. And then when it says, but Meshikin, that's because we're talking about Shabbos. We the Rabbanim were Matar Ashak on Shabbos, Asur Hatbal on Shabbos. So the Maitzah works out either way. And it makes so much sense in the Brice. I mean, this is not Dochuk at all, because we, just reading it, it's clear that we've changed in the middle. As a matter of fact, it's that itself that occurs to the confusion in the Girsos. If you take a look, this is brought in all types of different directions. What comes first, the Hatval or the Hashak? Probably, what I think happened is that there was a switch between Rebbe and the Rabbana, so that Mamela, some of the Girsos took, because that way it works out beautifully in both cases. We want to say the Chiddush on Yontav and then Shabbos. We want to say the Chiddush on Shabbos on Tvila and Hashak. And then we want to say the Isser, Hashak and Tvila. So Mamela, to keep it parallel, the Girsa got mixed up. As Tosfos points out, the way we have it was one approach, but the other one had Hashaka first, then Hatval. That works out well in Rebbe. The way we have it works out well in the Rabbanu. Okay, but it's clear that no matter what, something is funny, because you can't have two cases, one which is based on the other case, and you need to tell me both cases, unless there's a change between Yontav and Shabbos, and it makes sense. So the Maisa, the Gemara ends up, looked like a Kasha, but ends up being Metakein, both the Braisa and the Mishnah.
Obviously, let like even the light time is as a year. Ace. Medal in between to me, Vutaro. The Yita Nigzar Yamati Latula Bini. Shall I ask the Mitoshal Tralo? Hello, you did like yo. Zakur when he won't come to be Matrobain.
Rabbi Yossi says the whole thing is a gezera mishum schif amle abaya. That's very nice for kelim, but bnei schif and inu clothing. How about kelim the lav bnei schif and inu meikel amema? Amale gezera hani ato hani. So then we asked them all of the kashas about the gezeras. Kolani to you if the vishana like kishanina. Rav Bibi Omar gezera shema yishe. Once it's gezera shema yishe. Tani kavas the Rav Bibi. Please shnit b'mer of yontev. Ein madinu to b'yontev gezera shema yishe. Rav Omar the problem of tefila is mipnei shenira kimetaken kli. Yafi Adam Nani Adam Nira Kemeka. Hotenach Mayim Yafi Mayim Roy Michael Meima. Omer Nachman Yitzchak. It's also a possibility. I mean, Pamim Shadam Babishrav Ruchet Zafir Bamei Mishra. Yeah. What about the motto that's Hotenach Yimotach Mayim Adam Gishami Michael Meima? Omer Nachman Yitzchak. Pamim Shadam Bamei Natsadam Aluchlach Petitu Betzoha Ruchet Zafir Bamei Yimotach Gishami. Hotenach Bishames Yom Kippur Michael Meima. Omer Ravam Yik Amini to Bishab Shor Yom Kippur Maser. Hello Il Bishab Shor Yom Kippur Namishor. Look, we'll have to say that the Mishnah meant that Ein Megamim means Megamim Upoltim. Rav Amar, nah, feel it's Ein Megamim Upoltim. Okay, she can't cut him tibble, can't lay achat tibble. But he meeta, name a oil, the cut him tibble, shards, lachat tibble, and amishar. You're right, but how do they rob a miahi? Mimaid miahi? Hadabe, Domami Hadabe, Lo Saka Daita, Tanya Ko Hayavet Vilot, the link in .com. Pain b'tisha ba'av, pain b'yom ha-kippurim. V'shavim sh'meshikin et ha-mayim b'klei heaven. Mayava lo matbilin, ha-mashvul, in matbilin et ha-kli ha-gav me'imav, v'tarov b'nyom tov. Mani matznisin, lo rebi v'lo rabon. Tanya, in matbilin et ha-kli ha-gav me'imav, v'tarov. V'ein meshikin et ha-mayim b'klei heaven, v'tarov, n'divir rebi. V'chachomim omri, matbilin kli ha-gav me'imav, v'tarov, meshikin et ha-mayim b'klei heaven, v'tarov. So mani, he rebi kasha shokir rabon and kasha the bola. Ibai zem a rebi, ibai zem a rabon. Ibai zem a rebi, reishin a bright to be yom tov, v'sev Bishabbat, the Kulamas is a Biyamta. We voice him a Rabbon and the Kulamas is a Bishabbat.